yesterday. What a lovely day it is today, where we are anyway, in Romney Marsh, Dymchurch, in Kent. As I was having my, what was I having this morning? Some green powder, spirulina, Dr. John.
Oh yes, I have that occasionally as well, but I also have some chlorophyll tablets that also make me
well,
feel
as I was gagging on my spirulina this morning.
Yeah, you do tend to gag on it. It's pretty revolting taste,
it is.
Isn't it?
It's witch's brew, isn't it? It's green. but I thought there's a lot of coughs and sneezes around already.
Yeah, you were coughing and sneezing a lot in the car.
Well, not
you?
Sneezing.
Well,
I'm a lady.
Coughing.
I'm a lady. I don't sneeze any into a
Well, you don't sweat either, I suppose.
No, I sneeze into a posy.
a posy or a posse?
A posy.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, once the children go back to school and university...
We all start coughing and sneezing, don't we?
Yeah. And let's remind everyone, take a little tissue with you, people. Don't just sneeze all over people. I worked with someone once, Dr. John, who, never again... He was in my office and he just kept snorting and sneezing over my keyboard.
And so there were lots of nice gooey bits on there.
Oh, I couldn't. And I actually couldn't work with him and I let him go. And he'll never know until this day unless he's listening.
The mind boggles at you letting him go with all his coughing and sneezing.
I wasn't
and
having it on my
everywhere.
Keyboard and I had to clean my keyboard when he'd left.
Well, I bet you love doing that.
Take a tissue with you, people. And also... washing hands. There's nothing more important. Washing hands with soap and hot water, better than any gels. What do we say, Doctor?
We do indeed say
hugely
that, yes.
Important.
Yes, hugely important.
But once the schools go back, coughs and sneezes are around, as well as nits,
as they say, coughs and sneezes spread diseases.
Exactly. Well, we have a school special for you today. Before the schools, we'll have the fabulous Stevie Wood telling us about all local Kent produce at the Tunbridge Farmers Market, which will be on this Sunday. Dr. John's got all the details. But we have Stevie Wood on about 11:10 to tell you exactly what they've got. And maybe there'll be a prize draw as well for that. We have in the studio the fabulous Tanya Mitchell, who is from Sweet Pea Pantry. You can follow them on the Twitter at Sweet Pea Pantry. And she is one half. She tells me she's the better looking half and the brainier half, alongside Philippa Askham. So Philippa will get you back for that, no doubt. But Tanya's in the studio and she's going to tell us all about her children's food called the Sweet Pea Pantry. And they have a special offer, listener. So you can be part of this and you can get a family baking subscription for free. It's a giveaway for a 3-month baking subscription. So keep listening to find out more about that from Tanya. And then on Tanya's left, we have the fabulous Stephanie Heyman, who has been on before. So she's a veteran of the Scoff Quaff Show. And she's chair and founder of the Whole Food School Meals Company. And they're based in Deal, I believe. They are based in Deal. Everyone's nodding. 3ws.wholeschoolmeals.co.uk. Now, Dr. John, if I hadn't had my spirulina, I would never have got through all that.
Really?
No, and little fish oil.
Yeah, there they are, you see.
Not at
oily
my
things.
Age. So, Stephanie's going to be telling us, I mean, if you remember school dinners, Dr. John, you remember that lumpy mashed potato?
Oh, I must have. I do remember school dinners, and it put me off vegetables for life.
Exactly.
Until I realised actually vegetables didn't come out all gooey and green.
Yeah, and do you remember that smell of old potato?
Yeah, but I didn't mind the potato. It was the cabbage that put me off, and the swedes and the
overcooked.
Things like that. Overcooked and mashed up. Mm. But I used to like the bangers and fried bread. They were like bloody... Yeah, well, they were really hard, the sausages, but
oh,
I used to love them.
Well, you still do like a sausage, don't you?
I also remember the fried eggs as well. You used to have to circumcise them.
Mm. We didn't have fried eggs. Did you have breakfast at school?
I was at boarding school.
Oh, of course, from the age of 3. I can't blame your mother. We are sponsored this week, and Dr. John is going to snatch the mic back and tell us, who are the sponsors, Dr. John?
The sponsors this week are our friend Phil Miles from Godmersham Game.
I love him.
Tunbridge
Venison.
Farmers Market, and Steve Wood and his merry men and women. Yes, venison, that's
short
Phil.
Short season.
Yes, short season this year, yeah. And I had some lovely venison, talking about venison, from Riverford as well this week, last week. And we have Zingology UK, who were on a couple of weeks back, and also Seed and Bean, the lovely raw chocolate.
Not people. At all seedy.
No, not at all seedy. And not like you, Jules.
And what have you got on the Twitter, darling? She said, ignoring him.
We have on Twitter. Well, actually, Steve tweeted in to say that he's. He's listening, and he has
Steve who?
Steve Wood.
Oh, as in Wood.
So
he's hogging the whole show then.
Well, exactly, yes. And he has the lovely Faye Crystal, who will be coming on next week, who's Marsh Mellows.
Well, frankly, I'm amazed you know who's on next week.
I always know who's on next week, unlike you.
Who's on the Twitter?
Who's on the Twitter? Well, we have had... Ambutree, who are very interested in talking about the very interested in the program today on children's food. We have Chef Dulce Cakes, which is Dulce's patisserie. They're also interested in that. At Love Local Cheese, because it's part of the local cheese season in the farmers' markets. We've had our friend Steve, the fish and veg man, who was on last week. He was tweeting in.
Oh, he was a corker, wasn't he?
Yes, he was indeed. Saying how much he was looking forward to today's show. We've had our friendly Moroccan restaurant in Whitstable, at Alamo Restaurant in Whitstable, that lovely Moroccan restaurant or North African restaurant in Whitstable. We've had our Cook Rap Cell, who were on a few weeks back, weren't
Bruce.
We? Bruce, exactly, yes, in his book about... how to set up businesses, food businesses in the UK. And
if anyone's listening, Bruce McMichael, we actually had a giveaway for that, but we are also having another competition on our website.
That's right, we are.
Which
indeed.
Is www.scoffquaff, spelled quaff.co.uk. Mm-hmm. But Bruce McMichael will tell you all about how to set up a food business. Great book.
Yeah,
carry
great.
On, Dr. John. Yeah. And he's also looking for old Kentish recipes.
Yes, he is. Yes,
please
he is.
Send them in.
So send them in either to ourselves or to him on at Cook Rap Cell, and we will put them on our website and talk about them, no doubt. Yeah, so, and we have also had Hillborough Borough Farmers Market as well, listening again, one of our regulars. We've had Fish and Chips to Go, also another regular. And the fat carrot, of course, who's not fat and not yellow or orange or even in a swan's outfit, which she was one time. I seem to remember she came on the show looking like a swan or a duck or something.
Now, Riverford, Dr. John, have sent me a little piece saying...
A piece of what?
Well, it's how to recommend a friend. You can recommend a friend. Because it's me, I can recommend lots of friends. Now, they're saying... I mean, I've had Riverford for 9 years, their box, before I even knew them. Liz and Caroline.
The two sisters.
Yes, the organic sisters. It's the award-winning. It's won loads and loads of awards with the Guardian awards. They've won all sorts of best ethical business awards. And you can try a veg box. You get your... when you make an order, a regular order, they stress, you get a free cookbook, which is brilliant, the Riverford cookbook, and you get your fourth box free. Now, when they say regular order, they like you to sort of order a few, but they never sign you in. I mean, when I go on holiday, I just say I don't want any veg. And Liz actually chooses my veg. So if you want to know more about that, you can contact them on 01803 762 059, or get in touch with at Jules Sirkin or at Scoff Quaff, and we will put you through to Liz and Caroline. And they do the veg delivery for throughout the whole of Kent, and the taste is divine. And they don't just do veg, they do fruit and meat and all sorts, and happy eggs. Have you ever met a happy egg, Dr. John?
You see them occasionally in the dreaded supermarkets, and along with the square eggs, of course, which you couldn't... just an in-joke, listeners, when Jules couldn't get her head around a square egg.
And it was April Fool's.
Yes, and it was April Fool's, of course.
I wonder why. we need to also mention, of course, the Reverend Caroline Pinchbeck, who is the Director of Community and Partnership at the Diocese of Canterbury. And she was going to come on today, but I felt the show was too busy. It was hugely popular, this school's one. So we're going to do another one in November, and she's going to come on and talk about her Kent is Delicious campaign. and also the Harvest Festival that they've just had. So that's a big hello to them. And you can follow them at C and P Canterbury. And that's A-N-D, the and. C and P Canterbury. I think what we'll do, Dr. John, unless you've got a burning desire to say anything.
I've always got burning desires, but sometimes to say something, sometimes not say something. But I think we need to get our friend Steve on, don't we?
I think we do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play two little ads, and we're going to play some James Brown, because I have a tickle in my throat and it will make me feel good.
Jobsinkent.com. Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, 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 come on.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice. The sugar runs by. So nice, so nice. I got a year. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got a year. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got a year. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Steve Wood was dancing to that, so that was James Brown. I got you. I feel good. Hello, good morning, Mr. Stevie Wood. Are you there?
I'm out of breath.
Hello. Were you wearing some sort of tight leather pants?
No, you didn't give me enough notice. If I'd have known, I would have done.
Well, rumour has it you were wearing pink on Sunday.
I was wearing pink on Sunday, yes. I was very, very pink, and so were quite a few other people, but I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Yeah, do. I want to know how much you gave to charity from your pink Sunday, if you know.
Don't ask that question.
You can make it up.
Okay, all right, I will.
So what's happening at Tunbridge?
Oh, loads and loads. I'm just going to tell you about a couple of other things first that
yes.
You've already mentioned, and I'm just going to go back on it. Hand washing.
Oh, yes.
Now, we know that's very important.
Yes.
I don't know who does these studies, and sometimes I don't know why they do these studies, but there was a study about hand washing, and people that regularly wash their hands live up to 2 years longer than people that don't.
There you are, Dr. John.
So, well, then you better start washing your hands then, Jules.
I do. They're dry.
I wouldn't have mentioned it if I'd have known you two were going to start.
I know.
Dear me.
But it is hugely important, and don't you think about the old trapping it in a handkerchief when you
yes.
sneeze?
Yes, it is. It could make everybody's life a lot happier, because there wouldn't be so many germs and illnesses and what have you around. So.
And don't you think, Stevie, I know I'm sounding my age now, but manners, darling, have gone down the pan. I went to get some stuff yesterday from next to TK Maxx. I went into that Home Bargains to get some little Home Bargains.
What, the pound shop, you mean?
Yeah, Home Bargains, it's called. There's one up from the pound shop. And,
you mean it's a pound and a penny?
Yeah. And there were people in there.
But she didn't spend any, though.
I didn't spend a penny, though. There were, well, A, there
That's
were kids...
That's she didn't wash her hands. Now that she's getting out of hand.
Well, let's talk about manners, people. Because, A, now they're all tittering in the studio. A, there were some young kids, sort of 10 years old, who should have been at school, who were driving the whole of that area amok. They were shoplifting. And they were banned from Matalan, TK Maxx and Home Bargains while I was there. And they were completely out of control. And they looked, their little faces were grey.
Well, like you, Jules, really, isn't it?
Yes, my face is not grey.
Why on earth would they want them in school?
I know. Send them to TK Maxx.
Yeah.
But also what I noticed when I was loading my car was people were spitting. The blokes were getting out of cars and, you know, hoiking it up and spitting. And I just wanted to go and tell them, get a hanky. And is that my age, Steve,
or do you agree?
I
think that's a different cultural thing. I don't think, I think we stopped doing it.
Are you saying they're Eastern European, darling?
Sorry?
Are you saying they're Eastern European?
I wasn't saying anything.
Okay.
I'm not getting myself in trouble.
No, you were saying they're Eastern European.
No, because we love an Eastern European on this show, don't we?
But didn't we stop doing it because of, was it TB?
Tuberculosis, yes it was. But they do it a lot in, that you go around Asia and you see it happening a lot.
Yeah,
in China,
well, they cough up that tobacco that they chew. My new husband was saying, he's been writing up Frontier Funds, his new book.
Yes.
And he said that they chew this black tobacco and then they just hoik it out and spit with quite a lot of noise as well.
Could be better than smoking it.
Do you think, Steve, we should open up a Tunbridge Wells finishing school?
Yeah, I think so. I could be my first customer.
Dressed in pink, of course.
Of course, yes.
Anyway, you tell us about after manners. What else is going on?
Yeah, I was dressed in pink last Sunday.
Yeah.
And I will be dressed in pink next Sunday as well.
Yeah.
Have you seen me? I've got a pink jumpsuit. It's very fetching.
I have. You wore it into the show.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Yes.
I think it's on our website.
Yes, I think it, in fact, yes, I think it is. I think it's quite prominently on your website. So I had that on, and our old friend Matthew, he had his... pinks on instead of his whites.
Did he?
Yeah.
Now he looks good. He's a new man, isn't he?
He looks good. And Baker John, we got him dressed up in pinks instead of whites, and we got him a very nice pink trilby.
Ooh.
Because he's a baker, so he wears a trilby.
Yeah.
And normally a white one, but he had a pink one.
When's he coming on the show? We love a baker.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll say he doesn't actually bake anything.
But he's called John the Baker.
He talks about baking and does bits and pieces. But when I say he doesn't bake anything, he bakes something every weekend.
So he's short of a donut.
But
he
won't turn up with 200 donuts. He'll only turn up with half a dozen.
Okay.
Well, he's short of quite a few donuts.
Yeah.
Which isn't enough, I know, from experience.
Okay.
So we're all wearing pink. And the reason we all wear pink is...
Were the donuts pink as well?
Well, they're jam inside.
We do some pink donuts. Victoria from Little Brittany, she does pink crepes.
Okay.
And Joe from Joe's Cakes, don't know how she came up with that, I'll ask her. She does a little bit, she does tea as well, tea and coffees, and she does soup, and she does a pink soup.
Pink soup?
Yeah, made with beetroot.
Oh yeah, borscht.
Yeah.
To you and me.
No, pink soup.
Again, you see, you're Eastern European influence.
Borscht is to you too.
Yes. Mm. I love a borscht.
So there is tons going on. Our new cheese, I haven't told you why we're doing this yet, but I will get to that in a minute.
Being very brave, Steve.
That's if she'll allow you to get a word in edgeways.
Well, who's the one that's been chipping in? Dr. John is full of beans.
He's been off for a week or so.
Yeah, he had a week in his Winsiette pyjamas.
Yeah.
It always perks him up. Carry on, Steve.
We got a new cheesecake stall called Zoe's Cheesecake.
Now, I love a cheesecake. That's my one weakness.
Mine too at the moment. They are very, very nice.
Can she do a gluten-free one, do you think?
She does a pink one. I don't know about... No, I don't think she can do a gluten-free one because we go back to the thing where gluten-free has to be done in a separate kitchen or it has to be washed down. I think I've got a new gluten-free stall starting, though, but I'll tell you about that next time.
Well,
I'm
just slice the bottom off. I'm not that fussy. I'll just slice the and eat the top bit and then add my own biscuit.
She's great at slicing bottoms off.
Yeah, that's pretty doable, isn't it?
Tell us more.
Anyway, we all dress up in pink.
Yes.
Because we're raising money for breast cancer care.
That was brilliant.
They do a thing called Pink Fridays, which they've been doing for years, and I picked up on that, and I thought we could do a Pink Sunday.
Yeah.
So we all dress up in pink, gives us a good reason to dress up in pink. And we encourage our customers at the market to dress up in pink. And any of the customers that do dress in pink, anything they purchase, 10% of the purchase price gets donated to the charity.
Brilliant.
Now, last Sunday, we raised, I'm going to guess, about £200. We haven't actually counted it yet, but I can normally tell, but we've been doing it enough years now, I can tell by the weight of money in the bag.
Okay.
So I think we probably did about £200. Hopefully try and do a bit more this weekend at Tunbridge.
Well done. I'm most impressed. And did you have a charity stall as well?
We didn't, no.
Why not?
Because we try and concentrate on the Pink Sunday. And I do try and put the charity stalls off for this one because, as I say, we try and concentrate on it, so it's not fair to the other one. So when we do have a charity stall, we do like to tweet about it and tell people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't put the charity in their best light if they're on with our Pink Sunday.
I can understand that. I can. And what are your plans? I hate to say the C word, but it is creeping up. Have you got any sort of Christmassy stalls booking for November, December?
Yes, they're coming. We've got quite a few extra craft stalls coming in that do a few bits and pieces, all handmade by themselves, nothing bought in or resold. So that's all in the pipeline. We've got next month, we've got our Love Cheese event, and then the month after that is our Christmas drinks at all our markets.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have our Christmas draw, which is going great guns. If anybody's coming to the market and they have got their tickets, last month's winning ticket was 6,021.
Wow.
And they need to... That's the number of the ticket, not how much they were going to win.
Yeah. Oh, right. I was going to say, I'll come straight down. I could have the month off.
It's not that impressive. Well, it is. It just means we've got rid of a lot of tickets.
Okay, yeah, it does. So, that's true.
So, yeah, that was the winning number. And if anybody's got that ticket, they need to get to the market by 10 o'clock to claim the prize, which last month was £300.
Well, that's brilliant. £300 to spend on lovely Kentish produce.
That's where you put the wow in. Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
And that £300 is made up of £5 vouchers from about 20 different producers, so they can go around and get bits and pieces. And that's sponsored by you.
Well, it is, by the Scoff and Quaff team and show. I mean, maybe I was thinking Sweet Pea Pantry might like a stall down there one day, and Tanya's nodding. So just give us your address and how to contact you, Stevie.
Okay, well, we will be... It's Tunbridge Farmers Market this Sunday. So we're in Sovereign Way, which is Tunbridge. Postcode, if you need it, is TN91RG. It's actually around the back of Waitrose, just off the High Street. So we're 2 minutes off the High Street. I think at the moment, and it does change, because we do get some last-minute entries, we've got about 75 stalls.
Mm,
so
excellent.
We are bigger than most of these people that call themselves food festivals.
Yeah.
In fact, we're twice the size of some of the people that call themselves food festivals. We're running from 9:30 till 1:30. You can come along and watch a cooking demonstration. Got your mate Matthew doing a cookery demo.
He likes a burn up, doesn't he?
He does. He does like a burn up on the hob. And you know, you can normally guarantee him to send some smoke signals around. We got a band playing this weekend as well, to second helping.
Right.
We've got our market draw. Just the loads going on. Absolutely loads.
I love it. And we love what you do. We really do. Thank you, Steve. Is that all you've got to get off your chest?
I think so, yeah. You know, we just want people to come along to buy some local produce. They can come along for something to eat and help us raise a bit of money. And then someone will be on next week to tell you all about, where are we next week? Sunday after next, we're at Aylesford at the Priory with our market there.
I love a Priory. Well, I'm going to go and play a little bit of Rod Stewart and the Faces for you while I cough. Have some honey. As always, great to speak to you, and we'll speak to you very soon. That's Steve Wood.
Lovely. Thank you, Jules. See you later. Cheers. Bye.
Bye. That's the fabulous Steve Wood there, talking about Tunbridge Farmers Market. And we're going to play a little bit of Rodney with the Faces, Cindy. Incidentally, takes me back to my youth. That was Rod Stewart and the Faces with Cindy, incidentally. And we're now going to talk to the fabulous Stephanie Heyman, who's going to tell us about children's school meals. She actually, you won an award, didn't you? I met you first at the Taste of Kent Awards. Was that 2 years ago and you won?
No, that was last year.
Was it last
November?
Year?
November.
Okay, tell me about that first of all.
Well, that came about because of the work that we've done with Whole School Meals, which is, you know, feeding children on very good fresh produce, using local suppliers, and distributing the profits made back to the school so that they can do more healthy eating activities with their kids.
Is this because you've got children and you didn't like what they were eating, or how did you get this idea?
Yeah, when my son started school, I wanted him to have a hot meal at lunchtime because I knew that a hot, nice, hot, nutritious meal was the best thing for a kid in the middle of the day. And unfortunately, in those days, this is going back to around the time Jamie Oliver exposed what was going on, the meals were vile, absolutely vile. Pre-processed, frozen, really disappointing.
There's some, Stephanie, that are actually done by Rentokil. The same company that Rentokil actually do the school. Am I right?
That's right. Well, yes. One of the main caterers is part of the Rentokil group.
That's worrying.
Yes.
It's like where I live, there's a skate park that was built for children. Fantastic idea, but they've built it right near the sewage plant, and the smell is overwhelming. And I sometimes think it's only in this country that we just so undervalue children that we would build a skate park next to a sewage. And like you say, food, especially in winter, a hot meal.
Yeah. Well, it was a business proposition. you know, the business model was to have pre-processed food so you could have a minimum amount of labour, unskilled labour, spending the minimum amount of time reheating, adding water, slapping it on the plate. And that was the model. And there was no emphasis on what it was all about, which was nourishing children. They weren't being nourished. And there was no regulation back in those days. There was no regulation. And as a parent, I wanted to know what was in the food because I wanted to get my son to choose the food that didn't have trans fats, because we now know how harmful trans fats and hydrogenated vegetable oils are.
Mm.
They give you heart disease, basically. And actually, that's been well known for a long, long time, but it's only more recently got into the public domain.
So that's all the stuff that's in that's in sort of processed biscuits, cakes. Name me some more things that trans fats are in.
Well, most, but not not Sweet Pantry.
Yes,
most pre-processed products, because what it does is it gives them a longer shelf life, and it makes the fats easier to use in the production process. So it suits the manufacturers. It doesn't suit the human being, and it definitely doesn't suit the children. So I asked which of the products had trans fats, and they wouldn't tell me. They told me I had to go to get a doctor's certificate if my child
outrageous.
Had it. It was outrageous. And as a mum, I was so furious.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I just decided, well, we can do this a whole lot better. And that's what led to Whole School Meals.
So how do you, without being too rude about your business and the finances, how do you do it within that budget, that incredibly low budget of supplying a meal? I mean, it was something like £1 per child, wasn't it? Or what was the cost?
No, it was when we, well, before that we schools started, wanted. It was about 35p.
Oh,
used
gosh.
To be that's the spend on ingredients. We spend about £1 to £1.20 now.
Right.
And when you're doing it at volume, you can do that. We have very low overheads. We've got really lean and very effective management team. And so all the, we can afford to spend properly on fresh ingredients. We use local suppliers, and it's achievable. Price of a school meal is £2.30 now. So we spend about 50% of that on the ingredients.
So how is the word getting out? Which, are you throughout Kent or are you...?
No, we've got we look after 26 schools from Deal down the coast to Folkestone and Hythe and the villages thereabouts.
Mm.
And we, you know, schools come to us one by one usually.
Mm. Word of mouth?
Word of mouth, yeah. Largely word of mouth. It's a funny market, school meals. Most schools are tied up into 5-year contracts.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the schools who started with us, who joined right at the beginning, are still with us.
You see, it makes sense. I'm sure the teachers will see a difference too, because the children's behaviour, as we all know, if you've ever seen a toddler be given a glass of Coke, for example... You know, I've watched it in restaurants where stupid parents just let their kid have a small child have Coke. And I say to my husband, watch this child. And in 15 minutes, you can bet the family are leaving, screaming toddler, you know, getting thrashed.
Bouncing off the walls.
Yeah. Getting told off because of his behaviour all know what it does. So the teachers must see a difference in the afternoon behaviour, perhaps with some children that haven't had breakfast, even proper breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the early days, it was very remarkable. They noticed it. We get fewer reports of that now because it's become, you know, embedded. We've been doing it for 8 years. And overall, school meals are much better regulated now.
Yeah.
So every school meal company is doing a better job than they were 8 years ago when we started. But I think we've got the complete package.
So tell us, just run us through an average... Do you want to do a week of what they're having? Was that a bit difficult? Maybe a day, a typical day that you might, a meal and a pudding, is it?
Yeah, there's a meal. There'll be, I don't know, let's just take lasagna. The kids love lasagna. We can't take that off the menu.
Yeah.
They'll complain if we take lasagna off. So there'll be lasagna and there'll be, we have a salad bar. So all the schools now have salad bars where the children go and serve themselves with vegetables and also with salads.
Mm.
There's always a vegetarian alternative. and there's a dessert. And a couple of times a week, that will be a good old traditional sponge pudding.
Lovely.
With custard.
But why not?
Yeah, why not?
If the kids are active.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there'll be always a fruit alternative, various different. And the thing is, the whole thing is balanced over the menu cycle. So we analyse it.
Yeah.
And make sure that it hasn't got too much of too much sugar or too much fat or too much salt, all within, you know, good limits, but also that it contains all the other micronutrients that children need.
Yeah.
And so that's analysed over the cycle of the menu. And we know that we're giving the children, it's, you know, approximately a third of their nutritional needs each day.
That's fantastic. Do you think there'll ever be a return of the bottle of milk at school, the free bottle of milk? There goes a little steam train going by, if you're a listener, you can hear.
With the alpacas, no doubt, they're following it fast.
Yes, trotting along. Do you think there'll be a return for free school milk? Or?
Well, some children do get milk.
Right.
I'm a little bit out of touch with that now.
We'll have to investigate.
Yeah, milk does feature in schools, for sure. I think in the very youngest ones.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I was talking to actually Caroline and Liz Astoraki of Riverford, and they were saying that they did a little talk in Ashford at a school, and children actually thought that potatoes grew on trees. They didn't know where potatoes were from. And the other day I was at a certain budget supermarket getting some cleaning stuff again. I sound like a real cleaner, don't I? I think I was buying washing powder for my daughter, actually. It was a store beginning, I can't say the name, but it was Aldi. And the guy on the checkout, really nice, he was a young mixed race guy, very, very nice guy, and he didn't know what rhubarb was. I bought rhubarb because it was there, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to, you know, I know it's not local, but I'm going to do something with it. And he was really interested, and I said, have you never had rhubarb? He said, no, and he said, no, I like a pie. You know, sad that kids are growing up not knowing an English, typical English garden thing that you can grow in your garden.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, and it's a big, big part of, it's part of life, isn't it? To know what you're eating and how to cook it, how to prepare it and to enjoy preparing it.
And also the fun. I like the fact you've got the salad bar so the kids can go up and sort of pick things because, you know, carrots and chopped up cucumber and little bits of broccoli, it can be fun, can't it?
It can be, and they sometimes put together the most extraordinary combinations. I've noticed that raisins are popular with the roast dinner.
Okay. Creative.
They often put gravy over their raisins.
Interesting combination, not one I'd have immediately thought of.
And how are you coping with nut allergies? I know I worked at a school, St Christopher's. I did their PR for about 6 years in Canterbury, and they had a young boy there who was allergic to kiwis and strawberries. And on school trips, we were not allowed to ever, you know, even take it on the coach. He was that bad.
Yeah.
It was that dangerous. How do you cope with things like that?
Well, parents tell us if their child has got an allergy or a food intolerance or something that they really must avoid. And we work with the individual family to make sure that we can accommodate them. You know, if at all possible, we will substitute ingredients or avoid them altogether. I mean, we don't have nuts anywhere near a school kitchen anyway. So those obvious ones just aren't an issue. But children are dairy intolerant and gluten-free and so on. So we just do it case by case, and the cooks will know if there's a child in their school who has a particular special diet and accommodate that.
That's fantastic. Mm. Now, if anybody wants to get in touch with Stephanie and the team at Whole School Meals, it's www.wholeschoolmeals.co.uk. Is there a phone number that they can ring, or would you rather they didn't?
I think probably people in the office would rather they didn't.
Okay, so go on to wholeschoolmeals.co.uk. And just talk to them about maybe, you know, just running you through some menus and things.
Actually, they could ring me. They could ring me, and the number would be 01304 362288. That would always come through to me.
Just say that again.
01304 362288.
Brilliant. And that's to talk about perhaps having them in your school, or if you're a mum and you know a school that perhaps could do with some of this help, and then get in touch. And just tell us briefly what's happening at Checkers Deal with the lovely Peter in charge. What have you got? What events have you got coming up?
Oh, we've got all sorts. We've got a pasta making cookery class on Friday morning. I think we've got a couple of spaces available there.
Fabulous.
Friday evening, Peter's doing one of his really popular menu theme evenings. We've got a Turkish night Friday. Mm. And so actually more of those coming up. The Thai menu coming up, Halloween menu, and several cookery classes. And of course, we keep doing our Keen to Cook classes for people who really need to learn how to cook from scratch on a very tight budget.
Sounds fantastic. And maybe one for our community chefs that were on before, the boys. Stephanie, for now, thank you very much for telling us all about that. And we're going to come back and speak to Tanya on the same children's school food theme, Sweet Pea Pantry. But for now, here's a little bit of Chrissy Hynde and UB40. And I Got You, Babe.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know, baby, if that's true. 'Cause you got me, and baby, I got you.
Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's served. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
That was UB40 fading out there. And just a quick hello from Stour Valley Game, who've been on the show, and they say, hi, Scoff Quaff. Please mention offers at all markets from this weekend for pheasants for £10. Bargain hashtag. I love a peasant, don't you, Dr. John?
Well, yes, you're so used to peasants, aren't you?
I know. Now, let's talk to somebody sensible. We've got the fabulous Tanya Mitchell from Sweet Pea.
Hi.
And I'm hello. And I'm looking at your Ginger Giggles, especially for children. So tell us all about it.
Well, our Sweet Pea Pantry is all about wholesome baking mixes for families. We've reduced sugars or taken them out, some of the mixes. We don't use any refined sugars in our mixes. We use whole grain flours and other ingredients and include some superfoods in our mixes to add some added nutrition. So we're trying to make it easy for parents and children to bake and get cooking in the kitchen by having a nice quality product of a bake-at-home mix that's ready to go whenever they are.
This is fantastic. I mean, I spotted you on Twitter and I thought the product was great.
Thank you.
So how did you and Philippa get going?
Well, when we became parents ourselves...
Both little Aussies.
Little Aussies, yeah. Correct. Yes. We've got four between us now.
So. Okay.
As time-pressed parents, we realised there was a gap in the market for something that provided quality ingredients with a nutritional focus to make it easy to bake with children. kids love getting into the kitchen, and you know, it's a great activity to connect with your children. So we wanted to make it easier for time pressed parents to be able to do that.
So the fact that they can get these packs already, and then there's none of this missing something, forgetting something, and because that's often the thing with me, I want to try something and I make a little list and I never get it all.
Exactly.
You've taken the sweat out of it.
Exactly. And we're cooks ourselves. We love cooking from scratch and we're not trying to replace that. This is just having an easy option that's there in your cupboard ready to go for, you know, a rainy day afternoon, or you've got a play date, or you just want to have some time with your child and have a connective activity. You've got it there ready to go.
Because I know that you met our friend Zingology as well, and it's something that perhaps would work well with yours.
Absolutely. We've been playing a lot with some different powders like raspberry and some new mixes, and we love what Zingology do. It was great to meet them recently.
So when did you both start this?
We have been playing around with recipes for a couple of years, and last year we launched our website at the end of June, just so we could get a test of the market. And then this year we launched our retail product at the end of April, where we went live with Ocado. So our product's all available on Ocado, and then now we're growing our reach to other independent stores.
That's fantastic to be with Ocado. And what's the response been? Are you getting feedback from parents? Or
it's been great. We've got very good star ratings on all the sites that we're listed. We get a lot of repeat business, which to us says it all. It says that we're providing something that people are finding is of value.
Yeah.
We get a lot of business direct on our website as well, where we get some great feedback from people. We've won some awards recently. We won 2 great taste awards, one for our grainy brainy pancakes and one for our playful pizza dough, which we're obviously very proud of. And we recently won the Virgin Food Fest Foodpreneur Most Loved Kids Food.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, this what plans have you got to move forward, you two, from there? Because you've got a quite small range, but obviously it's stuff that you find sells and does well and is popular.
Yes. I mean, we'd love to extend the current range, add some more savoury options, because we're finding actually that's where there is a lot of the interest. So increase the range, plus diversify and go into some other areas. We're looking at things like some ready-made snacks where we can actually take out sugar altogether, which we think there is a real gap in the market for.
Huge gap. And I mean, I think the trouble is, and what I'm finding is that mums are all now often having to work as well as the guys. So
absolutely,
there's this guilt thing. Certainly with my last child, my first two I baked a lot with and we did a lot of cooking. By the time I'd had the third one, with an eight-year gap, I was fully at work. And there's a guilt thing when you don't cook. So you're really providing, making it easy. So it's a Saturday morning thing or a Thursday night thing where it's already in the cupboard.
Exactly.
Hence the Sweet Pea Pantry name, I guess.
Exactly. We don't want people to feel guilty. And also we're trying to provide value through the use of nutritional ingredients, which you may not have in your own pantry. So, I mean, most often people don't have quinoa or flax seeds or chia.
Most people can't even say quinoa.
Exactly. Or things like barley and rye. So we're adding depth of flavour and nutrition through the products that we're using. And so I think people can also see value in that we're providing a mix that actually they couldn't even make up with what's in their own pantry.
Yeah. Tell us about your competition, because this I have listener the box here. I'm going to rustle it. You know who we haven't heard from today? Nurse Liz Gilson.
Well, I was thinking she that is. Earlier, actually.
She loves it when I have a little rustle of something. we have a few listeners in the USA. Probably we'll get some little Antipodeans now.
Brilliant.
Sweet Pea Pantry. So we've got here Ginger Giggles in the box. Tell us about your competition.
So one of the things that we do that we started out with is a baking subscription for children. I mean, it's aimed at children, but obviously it's good for the whole family.
Such a good idea.
It's been very successful. We've actually just recently launched on Not on the High Street, and it's been a big seller for gifts. So we're giving out a couple of 3-month subscriptions. And so basically in the post, they'll receive one of those boxes, the flat pack boxes with a different mix to make. So the kids love it because it's addressed to them and it's brightly coloured, and it's very exciting and something to do at home.
I can see that. Yeah, I've got a young nephew. I hope he's not listening. Jaden, hello, if you are. But I can see that being, because his mum is, you know, into creativity and a healthy diet. So great present.
Brilliant.
You never know what to buy them. Once they're about 7, they've got every dinosaur and Lego in the world.
Oh, exactly. And there is at a point, you know, they have too many toys.
Yeah.
And this is a great gift that sort of keeps on giving.
Yeah. Dr. John, you were going to pipe up.
Well, no, I was thinking, because I've got grandchildren and granddaughters, 5 altogether, and I cook with my little grandson, and I was a couple of weeks back I was cooking for the dinner, and we did a dessert that he could get involved with. It had lots of chocolate in it, of course, and he had great fun and proceeded to lick out the bowl. But
that's the best bit, isn't it?
But when I went down this weekend, he said, "Oh, when are you coming down? Will you do some more cooking with me?"
Brilliant.
Well, and he's only 3 years old. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I've got a mix for you. I mean, yeah. Children love it. They really do love it, and it's a great connector. Yeah. For the time that you share.
Because Stephanie, I mean, you're teaching a lot of children as well, and you bring them in with grandparents to teach often, don't you?
Yeah, they come and they make pizzas or whatever it is that they make. And I was just thinking, actually, it would be fantastic to have some of these products
that they could take away.
Yeah,
we can talk. We should be talking.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, everybody talks after the scoff and quaff, Jane. You know?
You're the connector.
Now, the Ginger Giggles. So this little box is amazing because it makes, it says here, 24 to 36 biscuits.
Yes.
That's just enough for you and me, John.
Well, let's be honest here. It's enough for you, and I might get one or two if I'm lucky.
So all they've got to do is just add butter, syrup and egg.
That's correct.
So what kind of syrup would you advocate?
Look, we love a product called Sweet Freedom.
Okay.
A natural syrup or honey.
Right.
They're the ones that we would use in the mix.
Okay. And what about maple? Would you use that or is that not so good?
I haven't tried it.
I think it's from a tree.
We haven't tried it with the maple syrup, but it that would work.
Steph, is it something you use, maple syrup, as a healthy thing or not?
No.
Okay, so is it unhealthy?
No, it's very expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I use it at home. Okay, because I love the smell of it.
The one thing I use sometimes is the guava.
Agave.
Agave is lovely.
Yeah. Mm. It could be an iguana or an agave or that guavo, you know, that, what's it called, that fruit?
Guava,
yeah.
One of those low-hanging things.
Yeah, so it could be an iguana or a guava or a...
Guava.
Yes. What we didn't like was that sugar supplement. I got all excited about it. Stevia.
Xylitol. Stevia.
I went mad and I was talking to my lovely friend Hilda Marie and I said, I found this amazing, you know, product. Apparently I read all the PR, of course. And I must admit, I had a warning bell when I saw Tate and Lyle near it. I thought, And the aftertaste of it was not great.
I've still got two packs that I bought at that time in the kitchen because I can't stand it.
I gave mine all away to Hilda Marie and she's probably put it in the bin. So, right, to track down these fabulous children's food packages and all sorts, and to speak to Tanya or to Philippa, you can go onto their website, which is www.sweetpeapantry.co.uk, sweetpeapantry.co.uk, and of course it will go on the Scoff and Quaff website after the show if Dr. John diligently pops it up. And can I read out that mobile or not?
Yes, you can.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yep.
It's your last chance. 07988800539, and it's sweetpeapantry.co.uk, and the competition will keep that running for a couple of months. We've got to think of a question, haven't we?
Yes,
how to win. What should we say? Quick, you think of one, Tanya. Who are the founders of Sweet Pea Pantry? There we are.
Brilliant.
Who are the founders?
Brilliant.
And you need to tweet in at Scoff Quaff with your answer to win this amazing prize of 3 months free delivery of this. What will they get? The Ginger Giggles?
They'll get a different mix every month.
Every month. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And now, Dr. John, just to round up, do we know who's on the show next week?
I've already told you once, and I will tell you.
Or read me something.
Well, I will tell you who's on,
yes.
And that is Marshmallow
Heaven.
Evan.
I love a marshmallow.
And that's Faye Crystal. And we will also have, of course, someone representing Aylesford Farmers Market.
I have to say a quick hello to Steve the Fish, who was our guest last week, telling us about fish. There's a surprise. He says, good morning. Minky the monkey says, hi from sunny but windy Faversham Market.
Okay.
So hello. And he will be coming on in November to tell us about Christmas fish and what we should be planning. A little bit of Gravard lax, perhaps.
Well, perhaps, yes.
Yes. Who else, Dr. John, have you got? Have you got anything to read out?
Yes, I have. I've got a very interesting article here about... we go hungry today if we only ate British. And it was an article I picked up a couple of weeks back now where they... talk about the fact that we're so reliant on imported food now that if we actually only ate British food, we'd run out of food on August the 7th each year, which is rather frightening.
Well, you could call Sweet Pea Pantry.
I'm sure also Stephanie would leap in.
She'd come with a little school lunch.
So it really is quite frightening that we are now so dependent. I mean, it's interesting, you go somewhere like France where they have a much more dependence on locally grown produce. And you go in the supermarkets there particularly and you see, you know, you look at these rather obscure looking and not quite such appetizing vegetables and fruit, but they're all locally grown and they taste absolutely delicious. Mm. And we're now so used to having everything pristine and wrapped and, you know,
Americanized. We've been Americanized.
And you forget that it's probably travelled halfway around the world and the footprint associated with it. And yet we're growing bucket loads of tomatoes in planet Earth, for example.
I've got one thing to say to you on that, Dr. John.
What's that?
Bananas.
Well, bananas too.
Because they're not
too.
The same. Because of the way they're freighted now. Do you find this, girls? That my bananas, I used to buy a bunch and they'd be all week in my little banana bowl. Now I've got them in banana bags and they just go off.
Mm. Yeah. They go from green to off very quickly.
Yes, they do. In a matter of, well, I mean, you buy them at the beginning of the week and they've gone off by the end of the week.
Yeah. It's a bugbear. It is a bugbear. I need to say a quick hello to Adrian Kearney, who is AK Pet Services on the Twitter. And he says, well, I must tell you what he does first. If you have a little dog with a sore paw, or you have a crocodile with a poorly tail, and you want it transported
to the vet. Ten to a dozen of them.
Well, or a fat squirrel that needs taking, you know, for a slimming diet or something to the vets. Adrian will transport said pet to the vets for you if you're at work and look after him and then deliver him back. And he does all sorts of other things. That's AK Pet Services. But he says, hello, met Kentish Pieman and Kent Fine Foods at the Elm Court Farmers Market on Sunday. Lots of nice pies, he says. So there's another convert to the farmers market.
Well, the Kentish Pieman's pies are delicious, I must admit. I don't think he's actually delivered one this week, but I think he got
to. Oh, you're on a regime, obviously.
Anyway, I've got a couple of more readouts to do. One is from at Food Cycle, which is urgent. They're in desperate need, apparently, for a nutritionist or dietitian for our VOL training conference on the 25th of October.
VOL training?
V-O-L, VOL.
Oh, I thought they were training voles.
No, they're not training voles. I think it's something to do with cooking. The fact it's a nutritionist and dietitian is just a bit of a giveaway.
I think I'm in need of a dietitian, actually, after all this honey. I'm having.
Anyway, they have this conference on the 25th of October, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And if you are interested, please ring contact Andy on andy@foodcycle.org.uk.
That's fantastic.
A couple of other things before you butt in.
Well, you've got no time, so hurry.
Harry Kovar, the pop-up, does pop-up. Go on his website, www.harrykovar.com, because they have a competition coming in about cheeses for next year. And also eastcoastdining.co.uk.
Beautifully done. From Stephanie Heyman in the studio, from the lovely Tanya Mitchell, Sweet Pea, and a big hello to Philippa, who's listening. From Stevie Wood, Tunbridge Farmers Market. From Dr. John, who will sort out your ailments if you write in to @scoffquaff. We will speak to you all next week. We've had a lovely show. We're going to go and eat some ginger giggles with Sweet Pea Pantry and see what Stephanie's got in her handbag. I hear she has some provisions. Tweet us in all your events from me, from Dr. John, from Stephanie, from Tanya. Goodbye.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Work it out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Second Scoff and Quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
And I roll my breakfast cause I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk.